Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our prayer coach series continues today. It's where we talk about our spiritual health and how we can get better at praying and getting close to God. And I'm delighted to welcome back Father Mark Byrne. And today we're going to talk about nourishment for the soul. You're very welcome to the show, Father Mark. How are you?
I'm grand, Ronan. Thank you.
So first of all, how have you been getting on? How has it been?
I think it's been really good. Yeah, from a spiritual point of view, out of all the trouble and suffering, God always has a gift hidden in that. So, yeah, there's been a lot of blessings during this strange time.
Last we were talking, you were looking after your elderly mother. How has she been doing?
She's doing quite well, yeah. She had a bad fall and had to be hospitalized.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Suddenly she went from the quiet of home in the middle of all the people in Vincent's Hospital and cut off for about 6 days. So, yeah.
Was that right in the middle of the COVID
lockdown? Right in the middle of everything,
wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. So that must have been quite a nerve-wracking time for you, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was, because we were kind of cushioned against everything with her at home.
Exactly.
But suddenly we were in... I felt we were one with the people in all their suffering, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
By that little,
I know,
little gesture of being in the hospital. And I began to understand the pain of families who can't even contact. We couldn't even get in contact with her.
Yeah.
Of course, she's 90 and she says she's the only woman in Ireland who doesn't have a mobile phone.
It's hilarious. And she's holding out.
She is.
So look, the COVID restrictions have forced us to think about how we can look after our physical health and our mental health, but that applies to our spiritual health too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yeah.
So, talking about nourishment for the soul, what have your thoughts been on that?
Well, when Steve called me the other day, I thought back to the middle of the crisis, and I listened to my news from BBC World Service. And every day they have two things in their most popular webcast. One is print media, the top 10 print media every day, and the top 10 videos every day.
Mm.
And suddenly, in the middle of all these videos, they're only about 1 or 2 minutes about world news. Suddenly, in the middle of all this crisis and unemployment and people dying and famine and war and everything, two videos cropped up one day in the middle of the most popular, and one of them was a picture of sheep walking through a village in Spain.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember that picture. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Well, the thing that was amazing is not just that there were sheep in the village, but they were wild sheep who had come down from the mountains, and the streets were deserted of people. And so the sheep arrived and they walked through the village as if they had the place to themselves. Otherwise, they'd never appear.
Yeah, of course.
And the second one was a picture of two mice dancing. And they were on an underground tube station in London. There was maybe one or two people standing there, and this guy filmed it on his phone. And the mice came out, and they were spinning around with each other and literally dancing.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, why are people so admiring of this in the middle of so much pain and crisis in the news that they want to watch these things?
What did you think?
Well, what you see in the little animals is a hidden world emerged, a world that's normally hidden from us in the noise and the rush and the technology and the shopping and everything. And it delighted us. This hidden world delighted us. And it reminded me so much of some of the great saints like Francis or Anthony, who preached to the fish and the birds, and Francis tamed a wild wolf and that. And it's like a return to innocence. And I began to say, you know, there's a real need for our souls, which get buried. Jesus uses the word in the gospel, choked.
Yeah.
You know, our hidden life gets choked. And you could see it in the world of the little animals, you know. In Psalm 42, we say, as a deer longs for running streams, my soul is thirsting for God.
Yeah, I know, I know what you mean. Like, there's, like, even as you're describing the picture of it, you feel like there's a little mouse inside me. You know what I mean? Like, there's part of me that wants to actually come run down out of the hills, like those sheep, and present my real self to the world. But I won't do it because I'm afraid most of the time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of almost like it's only when you're greatly, greatly loved, when you know you're really, truly safe, that you really can. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to people who are feeling, I don't know, spiritually dry or are yearning to get back to the pattern of church life that they were used to, that kind of thing? What would you recommend right now?
Yeah, well, I during the COVID-19, when so many of our material needs were kind of collapsing around us, the words came to me very strongly of Jesus. He says, look at the birds. You know, it's not some complicated doctrinal teaching.
Yeah.
Something happens when we look at the birds. And he said, if you look at the birds, you will actually see your Heavenly Father and how he takes care of the birds.
Yeah.
And he uses that as a springboard for saying, are you not worth much more than these?
Yeah.
You know, if you seek his kingdom first. Here's something that you might enjoy. When I was making a few notes last night, I just tried off the top of my head to write down all the animals Jesus mentions in the gospel, in his teaching.
Yeah.
You know, because we tend to think of, again, people who are non-religious tend to think of Jesus' teachings as something complex or whatever. Do you want to hear my list?
Of course I do, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
So here's all the animals Jesus mentions. So first of all, he mentions birds. And within that category, he mentions the dove, the vulture, the eagle, the sparrow, and the chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, in other animals, he mentions the camel, the gnat, the fox, the snake, the scorpion, the colt, which is like a young donkey.
Yeah.
He mentions fish, in particular the whale. He mentions sheep, pigs, dogs, wolves, and worms.
Yeah, that's right.
So I said,
absolutely.
My gosh, why does Jesus mention all these little animals? Because through the material, visible world, it's like a gateway into the invisible world.
Yeah.
And here's where I think the nourishment of the soul comes in. You know the way when people go for get on an exercise spree and they go out and they take a long run. The problem is sometimes they come back and they reward themselves with a chocolate muffin.
Yeah, that's true.
They say, well, I'm taking exercise. So now I can eat rubbish.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a whole in-between world where you have to not just go to church on Sundays or say formal prayers or have a prayer life, which is the highest form of nourishment. But the problem is sometimes we return to the junk food of the material.
Very good.
And that's why Jesus says, you know, the cares of this world and money and things like that can choke the life of your soul. So my advice to people would be careful, apart from prayer, about how you feed your soul the rest of the day.
Very good.
So There's things like reading poetry. There's things like putting up a bird feeder and getting out your binoculars and learning the name of the birds. Because somehow a sense of wonder emerges in our souls.
Yeah.
You know, good music instead of rubbishy music. You know, I was listening to the soundtrack of the movie A Hidden Life.
Oh, yeah.
By James Newton Howard.
Yeah,
and it's just beautiful music.
Yeah,
people who do gardening, painting, handcraft, you know, that's it, it's all the in-between food that we do after we leave the church, after we have done some quiet, formal prayer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. As you're describing it to me, first of all, it's a beautiful thought. But I was thinking, there was Jesus. He was well capable of doing the high prayers. And he was well capable of doing the 40 days and the 40 nights in the desert and really getting in there. But like, this is the same Jesus who talked about the sparrows and talked about, you know, he's drawing people into a very, very, almost like, the you know, wherever you happen to be, drawing them into a very simple experience of prayer before, you know, rather than saying there's a very high bar, by the way, this is really tough, this is really hard. Yeah. And I was thinking too about what you were saying, you know, earlier on when you were talking about listening to the news, and I was thinking, you know, listening to the news is part of what we put into ourselves. I was reading a very interesting, like, anthropological thing recently, saying that actually one of the big problems that people like me have is that we get into kind of what they call the mean world syndrome, because we have to consume so much news in order to stay on top of it, that we actually get kind of almost like eroded, you know?
Yeah.
We're eroded by the amount of awfulness that we actually have to consume in order to stay on top of it. It's like, you know, really watching a really dysfunctional version of Coronation Street, if that's not just dysfunctional enough already. And actually to really realise that actually if I put too much of the bad news into myself, I'm going to be forgetting the good news, you know?
Yeah, that's right. There's a famous Brazilian photographer, Sebastiano Salgado, I think it is his name, and he was very famous for his photography of refugees and war scenes, and he spent many years traveling around the world photographing people in terrible distress. And he went to the doctor one time. He was very sick, and the doctor had a good examination of him, and he said, "I don't know what your specific sickness is," he said, "but you know," he said, "your body is dying."
Wow.
And when he thought about it, he said he had been exposed to so much bad things in the world that because he was a very artistic and sensitive soul, his body started to respond in harmony with it.
Of course.
Echoed that death. Yeah. So his next project was called Genesis. And he decided to travel around the world and photograph 50 places where man had hardly ever set foot. And he said that started to heal him. He got his health back.
Wow.
And that's all at the natural level. He doesn't even reference God. The very fact that he called the book Genesis was just kind of an aside. But it shows you the power of wonder and admiring the things of nature, that there's a whole world between our high spiritual formal liturgical prayer, and then it's a terrible mistake to leave church and go back to junk.
Yeah.
Because you undo all the good work, you know?
Absolutely.
Your soul gets covered with the mud of the material world and the darkness, you know?
True. That's beautiful. Father Mark Byrne, SOLT, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again. God bless
you, Ronan. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.